Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for joining us this week. In our next segment, Public-Private Partnerships, we talk with Deb Nelson with Vision West.
Are you seeing any new industries popping up out in Dickinson, whether it's engineering or technology or kind of was ushered in by oil and gas, and they're seeing that they don't have to move or close their shop?
You know, I don't know that we're seeing a lot of new. There certainly have been a lot of new businesses, and of course we've had new restaurants and new service industry kinds of businesses that have popped up, and that creates more jobs for people, and so they're able to stay. But what we do know is we have here, at least in the Dickinson area, we've talked to a number of business people who say for the first time in years they've been able to have a full staff. They're actually able to hire people that they couldn't hire before. And so there are jobs available for people who want to stay, and there are a lot of people who want to stay. But we're also seeing some additional kinds of things occur throughout Western North Dakota that, you know, weren't there before. The wind farms are moving in certain places, and that's been, I think, a boon to economics in some of our communities. We've had other businesses that have started that maybe wouldn't have happened before, and a lot of times that happens because it's people who have moved in, and they have an idea that they brought with them, and so they're being entrepreneurial, and they wanting to start a new business. So we're seeing those things happen all over the region.
How involved, I guess, you guys are going to be with the legislative session? It sounds like you guys are going to try to stay out of it as much as you can, huh?
We're not going to actually do the lobbying, but what we have done it the last two legislative sessions. We set up a legislative day, a Vision West North Dakota legislative day, where we bring forth all of our issues, and we bring in a lot of people that are involved in Vision West to meet with legislators. You know, we can still provide a lot of education, and we can go down and meet with legislators and educate them on the issues that we think are very important to Western North Dakota. We just can't, you know, say we need you to vote for or we need you to vote against. We're not allowed to do that kind of thing. But we can say the reason it's important for Western North Dakota to have a good transportation system is because, or the reason why Western North Dakota would benefit from dollars for childcare is because, and then we can provide them with some of that education that they may or may not have, but we just can't ask them to vote.
To listen to the full-length interview with Deb Nelson of Vision West, or to listen to other public-private partnership features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
David Borlaug, Lewis and Clark for Mandan Foundation.
Well, let's start off by letting everybody know what exactly that is.
Well, the Lewis and Clark Foundation at Washburn, we have the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and Fort Mandan, right on U.S. Highway 83, just 40 minutes north of Bismarck, an hour south of Minot, on the edge of the Bakken. And we tell a great American story, but a uniquely North Dakota story of Lewis and Clark, their time at Fort Mandan, Thomas Jefferson, the American Indians, agriculture. We tell a lot of great stories.
The mark of a successful capitalist is one who makes money and then gives back to his community. How are the successes of North Dakota trickling down to the nonprofit world, at least from your perspective?
Well, that's why I'm here, trying to foster relationships with the industry and with individuals with our nonprofit foundation. We tell a great American story, and we get to share it with the whole world. And from Texas to Oklahoma to Alaska, there's a great tradition of how the oil industry has benefited history, arts, and culture. We're looking for that in North Dakota. It started to happen, and we're making new friends every day in the industry. We're very blessed to have three very important people from the oil industry serving on our board of directors, including our vice chair, Kathy Nesseda, who's also vice president of the Petroleum Council. So we have good friends within the industry. We'll be showcasing 240-year-old guns at the Oil Pack Reception. That's one example of the collaborative things we do with the industry.
What are some of the exhibits you have at the Lewis and Clark?
We tell the story of Lewis and Clark in a broad sense, but especially their time at Fort Mandan. But we do it uniquely compared to any other Lewis and Clark-related museum in the country. We do it through the eyes of Thomas Jefferson. We do it through the Age of Enlightenment. And it very much fits with the Bakken, where it's all about discovery. We tell it from a perspective of science, the Age of the Enlightenment. It's a very unique perspective, but we also do it with hundreds of actual artifacts from the era of Lewis and Clark, some of which we're bringing to Bismarck to show off.
Do you find that you get some truckers that just stop by to use the bathroom and then they're like, hey, what is this place? And then they'll just maybe stop at the gift shop or maybe walk around a little bit if they have to a little bit extra time to stretch their legs. Or maybe even, some guy off on a two-week vacation. Are people stopping to use the restroom and then saying, I think I'll see what's going on here?
You know, we've developed a whole strategy around that. In the vernacular of the tourism trade, we talk about we have peers and payers, people that pay admission to come through, people that just use the rest area. We have capitalized on that rest area component, and we're bringing them in, and we make it very clear. You don't have to pay to come in and shop and just scope us out. Absolutely. And as I mentioned, that parking lot is filled with trucks every night. A lot of them are off hours, but you're absolutely right. They get up in the morning and wander on in, use the rest area component of our building, and come on over. And, you know, they're just as interested in American history and the great stories we have to tell as anybody else. And a lot of them, it's married couples that are on the road. It's an interesting mix of what you see with the over the highway traffic.
You're a lifelong North Dakota citizen. I'd like you to put on your citizenry hat for a moment. Ask you just a question about what... With the amount of regulators in the news lately, good, bad, doesn't matter. What is your thought about the role of a regulator in the oil and gas business?
Well, I think what's going on in the Bakken very well points out the need. This is why we have government. Government has a role. And there's a place for government to accommodate, to even promote. But there's also a place to regulate. And this is an industry that will tell you that there are players within it that do need regulation. They're not all perfect. And some are coming in quickly and getting out quickly. They're the ones you really need to keep an eye on. But, you know, your major players and the people that are here, by and large, they're playing by the rules, they're good citizens, they want to be part of the community, but yet you have to have that degree of regulation and oversight in any industry, but particularly one this dynamic and one that is leaving a big impact on the land.
Final question, the floor is yours. Any comment you'd like to have, or if you want to let people know how they can donate some money? I imagine you, if you're in the nonprofit business, you guys are always looking for money.
We are. We're looking for visitors. We're looking for money. We're looking for support. Learn more about us at fortmandan.com. But we're located right on Highway 83. Come in and visit. We're open 7 days a week, year-round, open till 5 o'clock every day. But go to our website to learn more. Become a member at our website. Donate at our website. Shop our museum store, but go to fortmandan.com and learn a lot more about us, and then stop in and see us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.